taking a page from the British book.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Thank you for joining us as we continue with Fallout, our coverage of the financial crisis. Yesterday, the UK unveiled a massive bailout plan for financial markets. It will buy up big stakes in many of the country's banks. And today, the US is considering similar actions. Jeremy Hobson has our story from New York.
According to Treasury officials, the $700 billion bailout plan passed last week by Congress gives Treasury the authority to buy stock in troubled banks. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson made the case yesterday that such a move may be necessary.
Because of this widespread uncertainty, investors are hesitant to commit capital to financial institutions. Investor confidence is critical to restore liquidity and enhance the stability of our financial system.
No official announcement has been made, but any move to partially nationalize banks would put taxpayers at even greater risk. The government's fortunes could be tied to the volatile stock market. There's also concern that some banks may want to avoid government assistance because it would telegraph an SOS they may prefer to keep secret, so ordinary investors don't pull their money out, making matters worse. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
World leaders meet in Washington tomorrow to discuss the global economic meltdown. Finance ministers from the group of seven industrialized nations will be strongly considering the British bailout plan as a model for other countries. And news of all that teamwork is cheering up the markets this morning. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 2% to close at 9,258. But things are looking up in Europe this morning. Coordinated efforts of central banks around the globe to cut interest rates yesterday is cheering up the markets today. London's FTSE is up 2.8%. Germany's DAX has added 2.25%. And after dropping more than 9% yesterday, Tokyo's Nikkei Index shed 0.5%. Worries of a global recession have pushed the price of oil down to $88 a barrel. Just a few months ago, you may remember, a barrel of crude cost $147. Oil companies had been raking in record profits, but things could look pretty different. Chevron, for instance, announces third quarter earnings today. What can we expect from big oil companies like that? Ashley Miltite takes a look.
Thanks to a slowing economy, the world isn't nearly as thirsty as it was earlier this year. But that doesn't mean the third quarter is going to be a bust for the oil companies. Energy analysts say despite the recent fall in oil and natural gas, average prices are still higher than they were a year ago. $147 a barrel highs occurred in the third quarter after all, and they're likely to push up companies' results. As for the hurricanes that ravaged the Gulf Coast last month and damaged refineries, analysts say capacity may have been reduced, but prices went up as a result. As for the rest of the year, if prices stay below $100 a barrel, some analysts predict oil companies' fourth quarter earnings could slide. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Insurance giant American International Group is getting a little more help from Uncle Sam. Just last month, we taxpayers bailed out the insurance giant for about $85 billion. Now, the Federal Reserve Board says it's going to pump about $38 billion more into AIG. The whole insurance industry is struggling. MetLife, the country's biggest life insurer, saw shares lose more than a quarter of their value yesterday.
Report is supported by the American Public Transportation Association, helping America go green. You can calculate your carbon savings at publictransportation.org. By Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by Gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about business at Gather.com.
I mentioned European markets were looking chipper today. Hopefully some of that optimism will bleed over to U.S. markets when they open later this morning. Thought we'd check in, though, with our European correspondent, Stephen Beard, to get a better take on global markets. Stephen, the markets are looking bullish this Thursday. What's the mood like across the pond?
Well, a measure of calm, but this is a very long way from euphoria. Investors, however, do appear to have been encouraged by yesterday's coordinated rate cut, and essentially it was the coordination rather than the size of the cut. There is a sense now that as leaders particularly gather for the G7 summit in Washington tomorrow and the IMF meeting at the weekend, that there could be more unified action to bring some confidence back to the banking system.
Is there concern that this is sort of excessive government intervention?
Well, I think at the moment everyone is grateful for government intervention, but it is recognized that there is now going to be increasing involvement of the state. It's essentially turning the government into the main intermediary in the banking system.
So, Stephen, we've been talking about the financial markets, but what kind of signs are we seeing from the real economy?
Well, they are fairly ominous, I'm afraid. I mean, the reality is beginning to sink in here that all this turmoil has been transmitted to the real economy. I mean, we've had this IMF warning that the US and Europe are on the cusp of a recession, and it does look as if a fairly substantial downturn is on its way.
And there's a report out this morning that safe sales are on the rise in the UK, and we're seeing that in the US as well.
Yes, I mean, this again is a worrying bit of evidence that as all this very bad news hits ordinary people, people start worrying increasingly about their jobs, their mortgages, their pensions, and their money, and whether it is indeed safe to leave it in the bank. This is the big fear, the extent to which all this financial market turmoil and catastrophic activity in financial markets may begin to seriously affect and undermine ordinary economic activity, the extent to which people stop spending. And we'll know over the next few weeks and months the extent of the damage.
Our European correspondent, Stephen Beard, in London. Stephen, thanks for talking with us.
Okay, Stacey.
And this final note, the World Economic Forum released a survey rating the best banking systems, taking top honors for the world's soundest banks, our very own neighbor to the north, Canada. The survey credited that country's strict regulations. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.